This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download it from your App Store. You know where that is, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Once it's downloaded, A-U-D-A-C-Y, it's free. You search for WILK News Radio. You hit favorite. That's it. That's all you have to do. And get us anywhere, anytime, and listen when you want to listen. Podcast, we got you covered there. Just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show. And smart speakers, just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio and it'll play us live. It is 5:10, 61 degrees on this Thursday, April 9th, 2026. It's going to be nice. It looks like a nice overall weekend. So a nice early spring weekend, 60s and 70s, sun, maybe a little sprinkle here and there. Cool at night. I don't mind the cool at night. And then sun during the day. Hopefully you get that first touch of vitamin D on your skin. It's funny because I have friends who moved from Southern California to upstate New York. And obviously living in Southern California, vitamin D is never in deficiency. But just a year living here, you know, they got routine blood work done and it said, yeah, you need vitamin D supplements. You're low on your vitamin D. So it's that's how quick. That's how fast that happens. So make sure you get your vitamin D. And I understand, you know, protecting your skin and protecting yourself from the elements is important, but it also blocks that very needed vitamin D. So make sure you're getting it. And make sure you get your routine blood work. So you can adjust those little things that turn into big things if they don't. So I've seen this been getting talked about. It's funny how the certain groups won't stand up and shout about things that they really don't want to do. And this is one of them. Eligible young men will automatically be registered for U.S. military draft later this year. And this is being spun all sorts of ways. Oh, look, we're getting a war with Iran. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to have a draft. First of all, this was done last year, long before this started. And 46 states already do it. So all it is doing is streamlining the Selective Service system. Federal government plans to automatically register eligible men for the military draft beginning December of this year, according to a proposed rule published last week. The Selective Service System, the government agency that maintains a database of draft-eligible Americans, submitted the automatic registration rule change to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs on March 30th. Congress approved automatic registration for the draft last December as part of the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act. The statutory change transfers responsibility for registration from individual men to Social Security Selective Service services through integration of federal data sources. The ANC noted its website, SSS will implement the change by December 2026, resulting in a streamlined registration process and corresponding workforce realignment. Under federal law, most males between the age of 18 and 25 years old are already required to register with the Selective Service System in case of a military draft is authorized. Men are expected to self-register within 30 days of their 18th birthday, but the agency accepts late registrations until age 26. Failing to register for the Selective Service System is a felony. Non-registrants face a fine up to $250,000 or 5 years imprisonment. Could also be denied student loans, government jobs, including state, federal, and local, and U.S. citizenship if they are immigrants. Currently, 46 states and territories have laws in place to automatically register eligible men when they apply for driver's license or IDs, according to the Selective Service System. In 2024, the Selective Service System reports to Congress that registration rates declined in recent years, dropping from 84% of eligible men in 2023 to 81%. So it sounds fine. It happens anyway. It's already law in 46 states. Why not streamline it? But here's the thing. You get a headline like this for anything else. Eligible young men will automatically be registered for U.S. military draft later than this year. Where are the, well, why doesn't this include women? We hear about women in the military all the time. They should be afforded the same opportunities, which they should, as long as they meet the same standard. They should be given the same opportunities, which they should, as long as they meet the same standard. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I have both a son and daughter who serve in the military, so you're not telling me anything about this. They both signed it on the dotted line and didn't have to be forced to. But it's interesting that you don't have the women's groups, the women's rights groups, the unequal treatment groups, and everyone else staking their claim on this topic. Now, of course, they're spinning this as, well, because of all the trouble that this administration has gotten us into, this was supposed to be the president of peace. Oh, they're looking at it. They're going to mandate the draft registration. Well, no, first of all, again, this was done. 46 states already do it. So you can display your hypocrisy elsewhere and your gaslighting. But where I'm really surprised, and not so much really, is these people who are so DEI or equal rights, equal pay, we should be have the same opportunities as them across the board. Well, why aren't they standing up here? Why aren't they saying, well, this should include eligible women between 18 and 25? Why should there be any difference? And in this day and age, I agree, there shouldn't be any difference. If we are going to have an equal system, then make it equal. And that includes selective service registration for a draft. If there's a draft, since there's no longer barriers if you meet the same standard, why doesn't it include everyone? But you won't see them stake their flag on this argument because they don't want it. This is something they want to stay far away from. They want to stake it on every other thing when you compare men and women. Matter of fact, they even want women to pretend they're men and men to pretend they're women now. But when it comes to the selective service registration, let's just point it warmongering, and that's a threat of a draft now. But they don't say, well, why isn't this equal? Why shouldn't this include women now? We want equal treatment. Why isn't that the case? Because there's certain hills they want to plant that flag on, and there's certain ones they don't. This is not one of them, because they want to stay far away from selective service registration and having to be mandated to sign up for a draft. Just not something on their checked box list. Everything else is fine, because most of it is just complaining. I just find it ironic that you've heard nothing about, well, we want this to include our daughters, our young women in this nation. They deserve the same opportunity, have to play by the same rules as men do, right? And I agree they should. But they're not when it comes to this? Makes you think sometimes, right? And again, 46 states currently and territories currently have laws in place to automatically register. So this is a no-brainer. This is something that probably should have happened a long time ago to streamline it, because why should we be requiring our 18-year-olds to go wander into a post office and have to do it? You just do it automatically. I mean, they want automatic voting registration, right? Okay. Well, why not? Since it's law, you must do it, selective service registration. But let's fearmonger about why this is taking place when you know the real reason is it happened last year and has nothing to do with the current events of today. It's just streamlining a system that should have probably been streamlined a decade ago or 2 decades ago. But it also, and I know a lot of you don't want to hear this, should include all 18 to 25-year-olds equally. If you are eligible to serve, if you have a serving age and you do not have any ailment, medical condition, or any type of thing that prevents you from it, and just like, you know, jury duty or anything like that, you know, there are criterias where you can get out of it. But I think this day and age, if we're going to stamp our feet and demand equality, well, that should include everywhere. The fact it doesn't makes you think, is that what they really want, or they just want to pick and choose what's equal and what's not? Sort of like women and children first on a boat that's going down, which I still think we should abide by. But here, no, I'm all for opening this up to everybody, 18 to 25. If you are of serving age, you should be registered for the draft, because that's the nation we want to build, right? No barriers, no total equality. Not equity, equality. Pass the same standards, pass the same thresholds. You should get what everybody else gets, 100%. It's interesting which hills those flags will get staked on. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Now, the Gilgo Beach serial killer, Rex Harriman, has flipped, and he's confessed to his vicious murders. Now, they're trying to spin this sort of two key reasons why he did this. I don't buy either one. Gilgo Beach serial killer lawyer revealed the two key reasons why he suddenly flipped and fessed up to viciously killing 8 sex workers after years of maintaining his innocence. Well, the hulking Massapequa Park architect defense attorney, Michael J. Brown, claimed his client finally decided to cop to the savage killings that have rocked Long Island for 3 decades, get this, to shield the victims' families and his own family from hearing the grisly details of his cold-blooded slayings in trial. Now, his lawyer said he certainly wanted to save the families of the victims the ordeal of going to trial, coupled with saving his family that same ordeal. It was definitely a factor, his lawyer told reporters Wednesday at the courthouse. Brown added that the Twisters' killer decision, here you go, this is the real reason, by the way, the Twisted Killer's decision came after 2 devastating rulings by Judge Timothy Mazzei, allowing all DNA evidence to be used and refusing to sever the charges into separate trials. He called the evidence overwhelming. He cut a deal because he knew he was going to get crushed at trial. This has nothing to do with the family. This has nothing to do with his family. If he cared a little bit about his family, he wouldn't have murdered 8 sex workers. Now, Harriman, 62, admitted yesterday that he strangled and dismembered 8 women, then dumped their bodies along barren stretches of Long Island near Gilgo Beach between 1983 and 2010. The sadistic married father of 2 pled guilty to first-degree murder for slaughtering Amber Lynn Castile, 27, Megan Waterman, 22, Melissa Barthelemy, 24, Maureen Brannard Barnes, 25, Valerie Mack, 24, Jessica Taylor, 20, And
this podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sandra Castillo, 28. He also confessed to killing Karen Vergata, 34, whose 1996 murder had not previously been linked to him. Part of Harriman's plea deal includes working with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit to assist in other serial killer cases, helping investigators understand what drives his disturbed mind, Brown said. So basically, he's going to work with the FBI Behavioral System Analysis Unit so they could study his deranged brain. The guilty plea could also spare his wife, daughter from potentially liability in pending and expected civil lawsuits filed by the victims' families. He'll be sentenced on June 17th to 3 life terms without the chance of parole, but avoids the death penalty, which New York doesn't give anyway. So don't in the least think that this is anything but selfish reasons why he pled guilty. This has nothing to do with the families of the victims. It has nothing to do with his own family. This has to do with he lost, and his decision was made after losing two motions that are devastating to his defense. Allowing all DNA evidence to be used and refusing to sever the charges into separate trials. You know, you sever them into separate trials, you maybe win some, maybe lose some. They can't be used against each other once they're separated, so you can't use the other ones as evidence. Where if it's all together, all 8, now 9 women, well, it's a big weight against him. And he knew probably with his attorney's advice that he was done one way or another. Again, selfish means nothing to do with either of the victims, being his family or himself. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Roach Supply, which is the premier bath and kitchen supplier for NEPA, and they're celebrating 75 years in business. You can visit roachsupply.com today to get some more information on that. Appreciate their sponsorship of the Rob O'Donnell Show, the number one news talk radio show in Northeast Pennsylvania, where you get real talk, real perspective, and real news day in and day out from 3 to 6 p.m., and all brought to you by the entire team here. Myself, Jake in the control room. We got Paul Michaels. We got EJ on traffic. One of the best teams. I'll put him up against anyone in radio. Here we are. Bring it on. It's 5:37. We start to wind down the day. Tomorrow's Friday. Start to look forward to that. Weather's pretty good. Sun is shining outside. Go out and go for a walk. Get some vitamin D on your face. It's all good. So I don't follow I don't play any golf. And I, of course, don't follow golf. But, you know, I like when there's standards for things. And it appears that there are these standards. Mark Calcavecchia was kicked out of the Masters grounds. Well, you think, what was he doing? Was he, you know, taking shots from his flask? Was he fooling around with the women? Was he bothering the drink girl? Nope. It was for using his iPhone. Being a major champion doesn't exempt you from the Masters hardline no fine policy, no phone policy. That lesson was learned the hard way by 1989 British Open champ Mark Calcavecchia. He was taken out of Augusta National Golf Club by security on Tuesday for using his phone, though not many details are known about the entire situation. When Golf Week reached out, now Golf Week is the newspaper, the magazine for golfing. When they reached out to him for a comment, he didn't deny that he'd been kicked out for breaking the rule, but he just said, I've got nothing negative to say about the Augusta National Golf Club and the Masters, so I think we should literally hang up right now, he said before hanging up on the Golf Week reporter, Adam Shupak. Now, Augusta National Golf Club has not publicly commented on the report. The 13-time PGA Tour winner played in the Masters tournament 18 times during his career and finished as a runner-up in 1988. Tuesday wasn't the first time that a former pro was removed from the grounds. Former Tour player and Golf Channel broadcaster Charlie Reimer was caught using his phone and kicked out in 2011. Reimer was credentialed to cover the Masters for Westwood One Radio when he exited the media center to talk on his phone. He was caught by security. The ex-pro reportedly broke into tears, but security was unmoved by the situation and still forced him to leave. Last year, Arizona State University men's golf coach Matt Thurman was removed from Augusta National for violating another one of the club's strict rules. Thurman went to say hello to former ASU golfer Kevin Yu when he was removed for wearing shorts on the course. There are additional rules that will run someone afoul in Augusta National, including wearing socks to dinner, pairing the green jacket with jeans, and sitting on the range are both prohibited. So listen, I don't care who you are. They don't care who you are. They have rules. We might think they're trivial, but the rules are the rules. And if you don't follow them, regardless of who you are, if you have the slightest legitimate excuse sometimes, no, still violated the rules, you still must go. Got to appreciate that this day and age. And again, might think it's silly. Well, if we had rules and enforced them regularly on a lot of things, a lot of our nation's problems probably wouldn't be here. That's for sure. It's 5:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Listen, good music is good music. Just got to let it roll. Starting to wind down today's show here on the Rob O'Donnell Show. It is 5:47 on this Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Looking forward to Friday. I know you are. We'll get through it together. And a couple things before we get to the main story here is Artemis II astronaut Christina Koch is a Phillies and Eagles fan. She's been watching Eagles games in space. It was downloaded to her device, and she was able to watch them in her downtime. She was on the Artemis II mission around the moon and is the first person ever to say "Go Birds" in space. So if you're an Eagles fan, you got to be proud of that. I posted a picture of her, courtesy of her and NASA, on the Artemis II spacecraft, Orion, wearing her Phillies jersey and her Philadelphia Eagles baseball cap while she's watching the Eagles on a projecting screen. So a good little thing there. And if the Eagles and Phillies don't jump on that, they're the only promoted sports franchise in space right now. But tomorrow, Artemis II will face its most dangerous task yet, safely touching down on Earth. The most dangerous part of the Artemis II 10-day mission is fast approaching. When the capsule plunges through the atmosphere on its journey back to Earth and is scorched by temperatures half as hot as the sun's surface. Imagine that. The crew's survival through the inferno will depend on Orion's heat shield, a 16.5-foot-wide dome on the bottom of the spacecraft designed to slow its way through controlled rates as they plummet at 25,000 miles per hour and endure temperatures of 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. But the mission's heat shield design doesn't have a clean record. The shield on the uncrewed Artemis 1 in 2022 was left pocketed with over 100 cracks and abrasions where the material chipped away unexpectedly. The unexpected behavior of this shield material creates a risk that the heat shield may not sufficiently protect the capsule's systems and the crew from the extreme heat of reentry on future missions, a 2024 NASA assessment of the Artemis 1 heat shield read. It's kind of a flaw that could lead to a disaster like the 2003 Columbia space shuttle explosion, which left 7 astronauts dead after the shuttle returned to Earth with an unknown fracture to its heat shield. Photos from the Artemis 1 reentry are alarming. The shield is littered with pockmarks where chunks of the fist-size protective material appear to have blown away during the violent reentry. NASA later determined the problem was caused by Artemis's heat shield material called Avcoat had been applied too densely, which prevented hot gases from releasing and led to cracking, according to NASA. Orion capsule manufacturer Lockheed Martin adjusted the shield's Avcoat application. NASA gave the Artemis II the go-ahead to fly, with its reports noting that the Artemis I cabin temperature would have been safe for astronauts despite the shield fracturing. We just slightly modified the density to allow gases in the Avcoat to escape during high heat and cooling down, said Lockheed Martin's systems director, who helped direct construction of the Artemis Orion capsule. We support NASA's decision to fly the Artemis II mission with its current heat shield and are committed to seeing Orion safely launch and return his historic mission to the moon with crew on board. Avcoat was used on the heat shields throughout Apollo, but it was exhaustively applied by hand to the honeycomb-like framework back then. While Artemis shields are assembled from about 200 Avcoat blocks, and no matter the assurances of the new design's integrity, Friday's reentry will be the first time the shield has been fully put to the test with 3 Americans and a Canadian astronaut on board. Dozens of crewed spacecraft have successfully returned to Earth without problems since manned rockets first flew in 1961, with the Columbia shuttle being the only ship lost because of reentry heat. That disaster is believed to have been caused by a piece of debris which struck the shuttle's wing during launch, knocking off a thermal tile and allowing hot gases to penetrate and destroy the shuttle as it was exposed to severe temperatures. Our Russian cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov was killed during a reentry of the Soyuz 1 in 1967, but that was caused by an electrical failure which prevented his parachutes from deploying. Artemis II is scheduled to begin reentry interface the moment when the capsule properly enters the Earth's atmosphere and begins its descent at 7:53 Eastern Time, with splashdown expected by 8:07 p.m. That's after our show here. I will be monitoring at home, posting on my social media, but it is historic, and it's got to be nerve-wracking knowing that there's been problems with this in the past. They were addressed. They were given the good to go for this mission. But it is, I mean, launching and reentry. The fact that as it reenters and it picks up that heat into the atmosphere, 25,000 miles per hour, 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and it bounces off And then basically by trajectory changes, it twists the capsule purposely to give it an envelope slot to get in back into our atmosphere. I was watching this be explained today, and that's an oversimplified version of it, to be honest with you. But hundreds of thousands of small corrections take place during this reentry phase where, again, the atmosphere wants to bounce the capsule back off and send it back into space. And as it's getting that speed, as it's taking that heat, if they just change the trajectory of that capsule just a little bit, they're able to slip in between and get reentry into the atmosphere. And listening to the experts explain this and the math involved in that, it's for the most part an automated system that does this. There is manual control that can take place, but not recommended or preferred. But hopefully, not long after 24 hours from now, we have four astronauts back safe in the cold Pacific Ocean, because the Pacific is cold, by the way, and safely on board one of our Navy ships for reintroduction to planet Earth. How cool is that? How cool is that? We got to go through our reintroduction to planet Earth. That's just incredible. And looking forward to it. And again, unfortunately, I thought when I saw the time of splashdown 6:07, I was going to maybe extend the show a little bit so we can cover it live to splashdown at least and recovery. But that was actually Pacific time, so it's going to take place at 8:07 our time. So enough time for to get me to get home and hopefully enjoy a successful recovery and reentry by the Artemis II astronauts. And it's just been an incredible. If you followed this at all, and I know I did heavily at first and then kind of let the mission go on until now. Tomorrow we'll obviously have some discussion on it as well. But think about the families. I mean, you have the commander of this crew who's a widower, two daughters, teenage daughters, home alone. And imagine their thoughts racing through their head, knowing that there were issues with this. And, you know, we've seen tragedies with NASA before. And we know because we've lived through them. And nothing more would please, I'm sure, most of us, if not all of us, of a safe return from our astronauts, the first Canadian ever to visit the moon, thanks to NASA and the United States, and three more heroes that return from our space program safely to Earth, probably to return in the next year or two. Artemis 3 is scheduled to take place, and then Artemis 4 is actually scheduled to land on the moon at this point. And if appears everything was successful here except a temperamental toilet, and hopefully that $20 million toilet, so the dollar toilet gets repaired. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back in just a minute. Before we go, I just saw this posted. As Artemis II reaches the final hours in space, NASA's administrator, Jared Isaacman, personally bought hundreds of pizzas for a mission control team. And there's a picture of hundreds of pizzas stacked up on tables. He refuses to use tax dollars to support his role as administrator, even declining to use government jets for official travel. He pays his own way. He donates his salary to the space camp for kids. There's never been an administrator who cares more about the mission than this administrator, Jared Isaacman. So incredible leadership there. And again, donating his entire salary to the space camp for kids, and personally bought hundreds of pizzas for the entire mission control team, who will be working round the clock to bring our heroes back home to Earth 24, 25, 26, 27 hours from now. 26 hours from now. Math's a little screwy. I'm not working for NASA. It's 6 o'clock here at WILK. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Odyssey celebrates Memorial Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.